You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
So let me welcome you, first of all. I'm so happy to see faces and have a chance to hang out with you on my Friday afternoon. I know some of you are in completely different parts of the world, but really glad you're here. And I don't know how many of you all were able to attend the last one, but this will be pretty similar in structure. I'll kind of walk you through what we can expect today and give you some housekeeping details, and then we'll dive in. So we are planning, let me silence my computer. We are planning to be on longer than an hour. I want to let you know, last one went about an hour and a half. So please stay as long as you can. If you have to hop off, hop back on. Don't worry about coming in and out. I know you all have clients and busy schedules. So stay as long as you can, and we'll go until we've exhausted the questions and or 2 hours, whichever happens first. Last call was an hour and a half, so we'll see how this one goes. But I wanted to make you aware that tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is the third anniversary of the podcast. So tomorrow we hit our 3-year mark. We launched on May 17th of 2022. So tomorrow is our third year of doing this, and this is our 300th episode. So I didn't plan that. It's just how it worked out, which is really cool. So I'm going to do a little contest for you all. So for those of you that attend this live call today, I'm going to give away three, because it's 3 years, 300 episodes. I'm going to give away three 30-minute calls with me where you get to talk to me about anything you want for 30 minutes. So the way that you get entered into that contest, if you would like to have a 30-minute chat with me, Zoom call, please send me your CCPT story. So whatever your story is, if it's, I've been doing it my whole life, I just found it, this is my second, third, fourth career, I'm still in grad school, whatever your story is, if it's a transformation story, if it's a win story, if it's a celebration story, if it's a struggle story, doesn't matter. What's your CCPT story? Email that to me. And I would love to hear where y'all have been and how you found CCPT and what it means to you. So that will just be a way for me to connect with each of you personally. And by sending me that email, you will get entered into the drawing for those three 30-minute Zoom calls with me. The deadline for that is next Friday at midnight. So you have a week, no rush. Please shoot me an email, brenna@thekidcounselor.com, and let me know your CCPT journey and your story. And then you'll have a chance to have one of those Zoom calls with me. So, and I'll bring that up a little bit later, because I know more people are going to be hopping on as well. Okay, Maya, do we need to say anything else? Okay. All right. So let's dive in to, by the way, those of you that just hopped on, glad you're here. Welcome. And I want to spend a little bit of time kind of going through this process. I want to help you all understand what this journey has been like from one listener to thousands. And I certainly did not anticipate what this podcast was going to become, and how it was going to grow, and what I was launching when we did that first episode 3 years ago, almost to the day. So as I say that, I want you to genuinely know how grateful I am, how I'm like shocked and surprised in the best way at what this has become. And so this wouldn't exist without you all. So please know there's a lot of gratitude and thanks that comes with this 300th episode, because most podcasts never make it past episode 40. That's a statistic that they've studied. Most podcasts are dead by the 40th episode. And this is 300, and it's only getting bigger. And so I'm really grateful to each and every one of you. So this is a celebration of us. I want to make that very known. I think that this is very much a collective we. And yes, I'm behind the mic and I'm the one that's putting out episodes, but you all email me, you send me questions, you interact, you listen faithfully. I want to tell you what is significant that we just found out yesterday. We went back and looked at the first episode so that we could see when our first episode was. That's how I know it was 3 years ago tomorrow. And within the last 30 days, the first episode, even though we're on episode 300, the first episode has been downloaded 700 times in the last 30 days. So what that tells me is there is such a huge community of CCPTs that are seeking support and knowledge and training. And I'm just so grateful that you all care so deeply about the model. I'm so grateful that you all care so deeply about adherence to the model and that CCPT has hooked you the way that it does. So this is very much about you all for believing in this model and for caring about your work, caring about your kids, caring about your communities. I talk all the time about the impact that we have. We never, ever question whether or not our lives make a difference. We're gifted in CCPT with knowing that every single day we have impact. And the influence that we're able to have on individual kids, their families, our communities, and largely the world, you impact generations when you work with children. And the fact that there are so many CCPTs that want to be all in on this. And the very first episode, I listened to it yesterday just to refresh myself. I was like, what did I even say on the first episode? I don't even remember. And it was kind of a vision casting episode. So it was just kind of, where are we going to go? What does this look like? Whatever. And I listened back to that and I was like, oh my gosh, from the very beginning, I said, this is going to be CCPT and that's all you're going to get. And that's what this is about. And that's polarizing, right? I mean, play therapy is broad and vast, and there's a lot of theoretical orientations. And so to have this kind of following, this kind of audience, this kind of investment, it says something about the model and your commitment to it. So I want this to be a collective celebration for all of us, because I can't do this if y'all don't listen. And if you don't care, and if you're not invested and you don't want to learn this stuff, I don't have any reason to put anything out. So thank you. Huge celebration for everyone. And I want to give you a little bit of backstory about how this came to be, because I know some of you may know this story, but I think most of you actually don't. I've been doing my parenting podcast since 2016. And that is actually, that's another story I'll tell you in a second. But the parenting podcast was where I intended to have a podcast. I never thought I would have a clinical podcast, one for therapists. But what ended up happening was I kept getting emails from therapists that were listening to the parenting podcast. And so one day it just kind of hit me, you know, like God drops little things in my brain. And I said, oh my gosh, there are so many therapists that listen to this podcast. I doubt there's a CCPT podcast for therapists. So I did a little perfunctory search and I was like, no, I don't think there's anything about CCPT on a podcast right now. And so that was kind of the beginning of the whole thing. I thought, let me just throw out a couple episodes and see if therapists care, see if therapists are interested. And here's what you all probably don't know, even if you know that part. I poured from 2005 when I started my practice, I poured into parents and I really truly believed that was my platform. I believed that I was given an opportunity to help parents, support parents, encourage parents, teach parents. And I poured all of my energy and efforts into parents. That's why I had a parenting podcast. I had a newsletter. I had all kinds of stuff for parents, workshops for parents, trainings for parents. And it just never really got traction. And it was really defeating to a point where many, many times I questioned if I should even keep going. When you get no engagement, when you get no interaction, when you get no emails, when you get no sense that it's making any kind of difference, it's disheartening. And I often felt like I was spinning my wheels needlessly. I didn't know to what end. I didn't know if I was having any impact. And it was really just kind of frustrating, if I'm being completely honest. And so I had continued with this parenting podcast this whole time, not really thinking it was doing a whole lot, but I was like, well, I've been doing it this long, I might as well keep going. It was more of a, I'm not going to quit kind of thing than really I wanted to keep going. And so when I threw out this notion of a therapist podcast and I did my first couple of episodes, I had no way to know what this would become. And so fast, faster than I could even prepare for you all, you all were banging down my door, asking for more and more and more and more, more coaching, more training, more workshops, more CEUs, a community, more podcast. And I wasn't prepared for you all in the best way. It was the most surprising unpreparedness. And so that really solidified to me that the parenting side of it, it's important, but really where I am and where I should be is with you all. And the impact that I know we have collectively is so much greater, because I know that if you all listen to this podcast, let's say you each have 20 kids. I know some of you have less, some of you had more, but let's just average. If every one of you has 20 kids, think about the Venn diagram of that. I coach you, you interact with kids differently. Kids go home to their families start interacting differently. Generational spread and breadth of reach. And that has been such an incredible thing for me to watch and to observe. And you all have just been in it from the beginning, so passionate, so hungry, so committed. And it's been so special. And so I hope you know, I say it on the podcast all the time, but I'm going to reiterate it again. I hope you know how grateful I am. This was not what I expected. And I'm grateful. More so for kids. I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, if your hearts don't break for kids, I don't know why you do this job. If your hearts are not broken for what kids are dealing with and the struggles that they have and their family dynamics and their circumstances and what's going on for them right now, I don't know how and why you do this job. But every day that I get on a podcast with y'all, I know that we're making a difference. And I know that kids are better for it. And I know that their lives will change. Their families' lives will change. Generational cycles will change. And that's meaningful. And it matters. And it's easy to get lost in the work. It's easy to get drained. It's easy to feel burned out. It's easy to have so much going on. We feel lonely. We feel isolated. We feel unsupported. We feel untrained. We feel like we have no idea what we're doing. But we can't lose sight of what matters. We can't lose sight of why. The why is kids need us. Kids deserve people that love them. Kids deserve people that respect them. Kids deserve people that understand them at a developmental level. Kids deserve people that unconditionally accept them. We provide that for them. They don't get it anywhere else. Other people in their lives try. Other people want that for them. But they don't receive that. Our relationship with kids and the environment in our playrooms, it is the most special, unique moment for kids. Our relationship and our environment, it's like nothing that they get anywhere else. So the why is that we are focused, we're adherent, we're purposeful, because we know what that does for kids. We know the outcomes, we know the gains, we know longitudinally what that looks like for them, and we know that CCPT works. So I wanted you to kind of know how I didn't ever see this going in that direction. And let me go back to what I said I was going to circle back to. Because of you all, my parenting podcast is more engaged, more invested, and more popular than ever. And you want to know what that tells me? All of you are referring your clients to the parenting podcast. So thank you for that, because the traction that was always missing with my parenting podcast, I have it now because of the therapist podcast. So many of you send parents to the parenting podcast, and I'm getting emails from parents now. I'm getting engagement from parents now. Many of them start their email with, so my child's in play therapy, and I know that that is because of you that they're listening to that podcast. And believe it or not, I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud, but I get more downloads to the parenting podcast than I do to the therapist podcast. And it used to be the polar opposite. You all used to way out download the parents, and now parents are downloading the parenting podcast more than the clinical. So this is a tandem effort. And for those of you that do not know of the parenting podcast, for those of you that do not use the parenting podcast in your work, it is there for you. You absolutely have every permission that I can give send the link, send episodes, share information with your parents. It is a resource for you. I said before, this is a collective we. These are not my episodes. These are our episodes. If you need a parent to understand limit setting, send them to the limit setting episode in the parenting podcast. There are more than one, but find one and send it to them. Give them a playlist. Send them to the link for the podcast in general. There's two seasons of the parenting podcast. Use that to your advantage. If you need to support parents and you need resources to do that, please take advantage of the parenting podcast. It's yours to use. Okay. So I want to circle back to the very first episode, what I said, and I want to share a little bit about that, and then we'll move into Q&A in just a second. That very first episode, when I did kind of the vision casting and when where I saw the podcast going, I want you to know that I'm really proud of 300 episodes ago when I had no idea what this would look like. What I shared in the vision and where I thought this was going to go, that's exactly where this podcast has been. And it's been true to what I said. It's been consistent. And the whole purpose of this is to preserve and advance the pure CCPT model. To preserve it, why? Because it's getting diluted. Because it's getting misunderstood. It's getting misused. It's getting misinterpreted. It's getting convoluted. It's getting integrated. It's getting all kinds of things. It's to preserve the pure and true CCPT model, number one. Number two, it's to advance it. And I'm not advancing it on my own. I'm walking on the in the footsteps and on the shoulders of giants in the field. So, but our giants are leaving the field. Landreth has retired. Bratton has retired. Ray has largely retired. They're still speaking, but they are no longer practicing the way that they once were. And therefore, who is coming along in their place to put CCPT out into graduate programs and coursework and textbooks and information? And the beauty of podcasting is that it has reach internationally for everybody, and it's free and it's accessible. You don't have to go to a course. You don't have to take a grad cert. You don't have to read a book. I encourage you to do those things. But the podcast is accessible everywhere to everyone. So the reach of this has been incredible, such a gift. Technology has afforded us that opportunity. I have people, you should see the map, y'all. I wish I could show it to you. You should see the map of where the listeners are of this podcast. It is literally worldwide. It is unbelievable to me. I mean, in those tiniest, smallest little countries, like you see the name and you're like, there's a listener in that country. It's unbelievable to me how special it is, the reach that this podcast has. So be really proud, be really excited about the fact that this model is being preserved and advanced. And the more adherent we are, and the more you know, the more you start to do your own evangelism. You start to do your own teaching. You start to do your own coaching. Many of you have. Many of you have said, I launched this program at the school. I launched this program in my community. I'm training teachers now. I'm training parents now. I'm bringing on supervisees now. That's how we preserve and advance the model. This is not a Brenna thing here. This is all of us. We're preserving and advancing CCPT. So I hope that that is inspiring to you. I hope it's encouraging to you. I'm honored every day that this is what we're doing as a group. So I wanted to really quickly just share that I've gotten so many emails. I get the benefit of people reaching out to me. And I know you all don't. And sometimes you feel like you're alone in the fray. I get emails weekly, sometimes daily, of transformation stories where someone says, I was eclectic. I was integrative. I was doing ABA. I was doing CBT. I was doing trauma-focused EMDR, whatever. You fill in the blank. This is my path. This is where I was. I've been fully CCPT for fill in the blank amount of time, sometimes 6 weeks, sometimes 6 months, sometimes whatever. I've been fully CCPT. Here's what I hear. I'm finally seeing positive outcomes that I never saw before. I hear that all the time. Once I went fully CCPT, I'm finally seeing outcomes and I never saw them before. Here's something else I hear. I was so frustrated. I was so disillusioned. I felt so lost. My brain was a mess. I never knew what I was doing. I have full clarity and focus and purpose now. Something else I hear all the time. I have parents that are actually finishing the course of treatment with me now. I had so high levels of attrition. Parents would only stick with me for 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and I was never able to see everything all the way through. And now that I'm fully adherent to the model, parents are sticking it out with me and we're mutually deciding to terminate. This is what happens when we adhere. We see these outcomes and they're huge. And I get stories like that all the time. So I want you to know that, first of all, you're not alone. Second of all, there are so many instances where we can go, look at what CCPT has done. And yes, we're involved in that. But really, we trust the model and we trust the process. And ultimately, we have to believe that when we remain adherent, these are the things that we can expect. There's freedom and there's peace in that, because the alternative is we're constantly scrambling. And CCPT has a framework, it has a system, it has grounding, where we know we just fall back on the model and we remain adherent and we watch kids self-actualize. And we watch parents go, oh my gosh, things are so much better. Wow, like he's completely regulated now. He hasn't gotten a note home from school in months. He never throws tantrums anymore. What a gift. What a gift. And we know that that happens. We just remain adherent. So that's kind of where I wanted to share the journey of from one listener to thousands. And really quickly, I have four other really quick little things that I just want to touch on, and then we're going to dive into Q&A. I get asked a lot, what makes you want to do this? What keeps you recording every week? What gets you behind that mic? You know, you sit by yourself in a room and you talk to a microphone. Like, how does this do something for you? If I could give you 100 reasons, but if I'm going to give you one, I really, every time I record, I feel like I'm talking to each one of you. And it's conversations about something that I love. I could talk about CCPT all day, every day until I take my last breath. Why? Because it's all consuming. And I truly love knowing that we just sit and chat about stuff. And I envision you like talking back to me. I imagine your facial expressions. I imagine the things that you say to me when we talk. It feels like a conversation to me. So that's why I do this, because it's interactive, it's collaborative, and I love that. Another thing that I get asked is, what do I think is something that CCPT has to offer the world right now? Well, so many things, but I think above all, hope. Parents and kids need to believe that transformation is possible. And I think they just want to have hope that their current state does not have to be their future state. And when we're not adherent, when we're eclectic, when we're integrative, when we're doing all kinds of things, we don't know what the outcome will be. I can't guarantee hope for someone. With CCPT, I absolutely can. I say, I know what will happen as we go through the process. It happens over and over and over again. We have the four universal outcomes to fall back on. I mean, that's important enough. But then a highly anxious kid comes in, I know they're going to have a reduction in their anxiety. And as a result of highly anxious behavior, they're also going to be grasping at control. They're not going to need as much control. I can predict that too. They're going to build self-confidence. I can predict that too. They'll feel better about themselves. They'll feel that they can problem solve. They'll have more coping. Why? Because I know the outcomes. So I think CCPT, above all else, it does a lot, but it offers hope. And I think that that's really powerful, because a lot of times many parents come in and they feel absolutely hopeless. And then another thought, I believe that CCPT has become a movement, not just a method. And I wanted to touch on that really quickly. I talk about the wave of CCPT on the episodes a lot, and that's true. But I believe that this is a movement, because we've had a movement away from adherence. We've had a movement away from pure theory. we've had a movement away from training in grad courses. Do you know how many therapists email me, reach out to me, message me, whatever, and they say, I was never even made aware of play therapy until after I graduated? There is so much tragedy in that statement. I can't even wrap my head around it. You're training therapists, and a fraction of those people are going to work with children. We have to have children's therapists in the world, right? So we know that a portion of every grad cohort is going to work with kids, and they're not even being exposed to play therapy. There's been this shift away from it. And I think the movement, everything comes full circle, right? So I think the movement has become everyone's running back towards CCPT. And I'm so excited about that. It's not just a method. We get it. Once you get CCPT, it gets you. And you're going to ride the wave with us. And I'm so excited about that. And then finally, I wanted to kind of finish out this discussion part before we get into Q&A. If you've only even listened to one episode, I know many of you, I get comments about this all the time, that you've listened to every single episode. You are 299 of 299. Thank you. Hug and high five. For those of you that have maybe only listened to one, or you're at any point in between, I had a discovery call with someone earlier and she said she's on 132. So I was like, you're almost halfway there. I know, regardless of how many episodes you've listened to, that this podcast is about all of us. So whether you've listened to one or all of them or anywhere in between, this is our journey. This is our path. This is our podcast. And that is very, very special to me, that we can create a community around talking through a mic and all of the engagement and the interaction. That is incredible. And so really, really excited for our 300th episode. Thank you for being here. All right, y'all. Well, it was so good to be with you. Thank you so much for attending. I know we went an hour and a half, so I appreciate those of you that were on the whole time and those of you that came on late. Thanks for joining. For those of you that were not on at the beginning of the call, if you would like to be in a raffle to have a 30-minute Zoom call with me, please send your CCPT story to me via email. And if you attend the call and you send me your CCPT journey and story, we'll draw three names and we'll schedule three 30-minute Zoom calls for whatever you want to talk about. So you can ask me questions, you can whatever, it's up to you. 30 minutes, your choice. So please, if you want to be considered for that, please send me an email, brenna@thekidcounselor.com. Y'all mean so much to me. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. The 300th episode is a huge milestone. Thanks for celebrating it with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I appreciate y'all. If you want to reach out about anything, please do. You know that my email door is always open. And I hope y'all have a great weekend. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.